Welcome. You are now listening to the Reporting Accounts podcast. We are leading UK business intelligence, offering both free and paid insights into the accounts of more than 4.8 million UK companies. Our podcasts cover news and events from the UK financial markets and community and much more. Visit our website at www.reportingaccounts.com. And now over to your host for today's podcast, Adrian Lawrence, our resident in-house finance professional.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast from Reporting Accounts. Moonpig was in one of our episodes a couple of weeks ago when they floated on the stock market, and it's back in the news again today. They've announced revenues for the year to end of April will be double last year's $173 million. The shares in recently listed Moonpig rose 2.5% in early trading today to £4.45. The shares have really benefited from the lockdown. Moonpig's a purely digital business, and what they've said is the Valentine's Day period was the strongest ever trading week in the group's history. So that's a real positive story. I think it reflects partly the change in the UK buying habits away from high street to online, but obviously the three lockdowns are covering, you know, a considerable period of the last 12 months have actually benefited Moonpig, because the opportunity to buy cards, which would have typically been from a high street store, no longer is available, and everybody's been looking online to the benefit of Moonpig. The supermarket chains do have greeting cards, but one of the advantages of Moonpig is they automate the postage service at the same time, so it's an easy solution if you want to send a gift and a card to use them. So I think the future is very positive for Moonpig. Really, I guess the opportunity that this lockdown has presented them perhaps isn't going to come again. Certainly hope not. So it'll be really interesting to see how they fare when the market returns more to normal. Anyway, another positive story and a great business indeed. To learn more about our service at Reporting Accounts and how we host information and insights into more than 4.8 million companies, please visit our website, which you can find at www.reportingaccounts.com.